Three traits of the super successful.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. We've been doing this podcast since 2009, and we are going strong on iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, on YouTube. Three traits of the super successful. The first trait is accountability. You know, so many people today are not accountable for anything. They are not accountable for their words. They speak words that literally don't mean anything. Let me give you an example. I was talking to a lady a while back ago, and she was saying, my primary goal is to create some passive income of, I think it was $5,000 a week. Passive income. $5,000 a week. Not a bad goal. When she's given opportunities, when opportunities present themselves to her, well, I don't know if I can do that. I'm not sure I want to do that. I'm thinking about doing this. Well, what about your goals? And then there's the other side of accountability, and that is if somebody, say you have a client or a customer who is deserving and about to receive some product, perhaps. Are you accountable to make certain that they get that product in a timely fashion? Accountability is sorely lacking in today's world. And the companies that are highly accountable, I mean, super accountable, those are the companies that are successful. The people that are super accountable are very, very successful. So, I mean, even if you lack a lot of other positive traits, if you have accountability, if you say, I'm responsible, I'll make it happen. This is my responsibility. If you take on that power, you're super valued. I know that, you know, in the endless debate between Samsung and Apple and a number of other companies, Google and so forth, I happen to be an Apple person, and I have a Apple Watch, and I went swimming with it, and it stopped working, and it's supposed to be waterproof. And I called Apple, and they immediately sent out a box. I had the box like in a day. Put the watch in the box, and within 1 week, I had a new watch back in my possession and ready to go. You see, that's accountability, and I could track, this is the big thing, I could track where everything was at. Where everything was at. By the same token, I'm purchasing a major purchase from an artist. And she is a wonderful artist. I have one of her works right now. I can't get any accountability of where my artwork is at, when it will arrive, when it will show up, why it's taken her so long. There's just no accountability. It just doesn't exist. Do you think I will order from her again? Probably not. And she's very talented. But here's the key, folks. There are a number of talented people out there. A number of them. So accountability is one of the traits of the super successful companies, super successful individuals. Number two is people that are super successful, companies that are super successful, are open to new ideas. They're open to new ways of doing things. They're open to new opportunities. They're open to new doors to travel into and explore. They're open to new paths. You know, the companies that don't evolve become like Kmart and Sears. They found a niche, and they thought that was going to be their niche for the rest of eternity. And at one time, Sears was the biggest retailer in the world by far. But not anymore. Sears is barely surviving because they weren't open to new opportunities. Now, fortunately or unfortunately, Walmart is so big and is in so many different markets that it's playing catch up with Amazon as far as the online market is concerned. But here's where Walmart has an advantage. Walmart has an advantage in that they are so huge that they can get product at a lower price than Amazon most of the time. If they have the same product, and they don't always have the same product, they can get it at a lower price. All I'm trying to do is illustrate for you is that companies that are open to new ideas, new ways of doing things, are the companies that grow. People that are open to new ideas, new ways of doing things, are the people that grow. And that applies to your relationship too, to your business. Our job is to help you be successful in whatever your goals are. We've worked with Academy Award-winning producers. We've worked with people that are in the race car industry. We've worked with doctors and psychiatrists. It doesn't make a difference. The principles are the same. Accountability. Open to new ideas.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
And number three, a positive mental attitude. In the old days, it used to simply call it PMA, positive mental attitude. Look at stuff happens. Speaking of accountability, we have a nanny. And in 3 weeks that she has been hired, she's missed 4 days. So we're looking for a new nanny because she's not accountable. When she's here, when she's working, she does an incredible job. But she's just not working every day. And in our industry, in our business, mentoring and helping people all over the world, it's essential that we have somebody that is accountable. But we have to maintain a positive mental attitude, even when she doesn't show up, even when things don't show up, even when supplies are coming in late. Because if you don't keep that positive mental attitude, you start to slide downhill. In other words, you start to attract more. You ever heard people say, everything's blowing up in my life? Well, that's because one thing blew up, and then you got all negative, and you got all down about it, and then you attracted something else to blow up, and then something else, and pretty soon, you're going, wow, everything is blowing up in my life. I know, I've been there, I've done that. So the three traits, accountability, openness to new ideas, and positive mental attitude, make yourself that promise right now that you will be accountable, that you will be open, and that you will maintain a positive mental attitude, not just when things are going great, but when you're under times of stress and duress, okay? Because that's when it really, really pays off. That's when it really counts. I want to remind you that on January 1st, 2019, we are drawing one lucky name to win an entire year of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. And all you have to do is subscribe to this podcast on YouTube and press the bell icon. Do that. You'll be one of the high flyers, and we are so excited to have you with us. You'll be soaring high like a beautiful eagle. It's wonderful. It's exciting. Thank you so much. You have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.